Hey everyone, and welcome to the second episode of the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. It's really great to see the response that this podcast is getting, and I look forward to doing a lot more episodes in the future. So as you can tell by the title of this episode, this is an episode all about starting a photography business. That's a really important thing that a lot of people actually go into photography want to do. They want to start their own photography business and grow it into something that they can maybe quit their full-time job, their 9-to-5, quit that job and just do photography full-time. Now, if you go into photography and you're not wanting to start your own business, there's nothing wrong with that. But for the most part, a lot of people start out wanting to know the best ways to start a photography business. Now, I'm going to go over a lot of different tips here, a lot of different things to think about, a lot of different tools that you could use, but make sure you visit the website in the show notes of this podcast talking all about how to start a photography business. There's an article on the Sleek Lens website, the Sleek Lens blog. You're going to find a lot more information there. It's a huge article, and I really encourage you guys to go check it out. It's got videos. It's got free downloads, so make sure you go check that out. Again, the link is in the show notes when you click on the episode. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into this topic here. So how to start a photography business. The first step you really need to learn, and this is kind of a no-brainer, is you really need to understand photography. You need to understand the ins and outs of basic photography, basic exposure. Just because you may have a camera that does auto exposure, we all know that mode, the green box mode. Just because we have a green box mode on our camera doesn't mean that we are able to take photos. We actually need to understand how the camera works, how to actually take photos. Because there's a lot of photographers out there, a lot of beginner photographers think that just because their friends may say, hey, you take great photos, that gives them the ability to go out there and start taking portraits or any type of photography for paid work. And you might find yourself a little nervous, you might find yourself a little overwhelmed. So it's really important to really understand your craft. You need to understand the exposure triangle, you need to understand how gear works, you need to understand which gear to use for different situations. There's a lot that goes into it than just pressing a button. So you really need to understand your craft. Again, it's like a no-brainer, but it's really important that a lot of people understand the ins and outs of photography, the basic settings, basic exposure, all of that fun stuff. Really need to understand that before you do any kind of paid work whatsoever. The next helpful tip is something that a lot of people don't actually think about, but it can be really important depending on the type of photography you're doing. And that is actually finding a mentor in your area of expertise that you want to get into. So let's say you are a portrait photographer and you want to do kind of fun portraits eventually. You can actually contact a couple portrait photographers near your area. I wouldn't do them in your area because then you'll eventually become competition for each other, and that's not really a good environment to be in. But if you can go to maybe the next city over, the next state even over, the next county, it doesn't matter. Just find some photographer near you that's doing almost the exact same thing that you want to be doing, and just ask if you can be like a second shooter, if you can be someone that just tags along with them on a photo shoot and maybe take a couple photos here and there. They can have the photos for free. You're not going to get paid, and just kind of go along and see how the process works. See how the posing works. See what kind of gear they choose for the different situations that you might not have, that you might need to look into getting. And then you can kind of concentrate on maybe watching them do a little bit of editing, see how they edit, see how they get in certain effects in their photos. That's a really important thing that not a lot of people think about. It's especially prominent when you look at wedding photographers. A lot of wedding photographers have second shooters. But it doesn't mean that the second shooter is not getting paid. They might be just an assistant that goes along with them. But you might find that they are not necessarily students, but they're just looking for a mentor to follow along with and see how the certain wedding process works. That's something that that could be important to learn in your type of photography. Now, this next step kind of goes hand in hand when it comes to finding a mentor, but kind of when you kind of think about the mentor you want, make sure it's in your specific niche that you want to get started in your photography. So if you're again wanting to be a wedding photographer, you're obviously going to find other wedding photographers in your area that you can maybe kind of go along with and see if that's the type of niche that you want to get into. You may find that weddings just aren't for you. You may find that it's too stressful, or it's just not the the right type of environment you want to be in. Maybe you want to do portrait photography instead and just concentrate on just portraits and not weddings. It's totally fine. Maybe you want to concentrate on doing landscapes and you want to, you know, kind of go around with a couple other landscape photographers in your area. And you're just following around and finding your niche. And when you find something that looks really, really kind of fun, more fun than you think it is business, then you might want to kind of concentrate on that. And that's when you start finding your niche. So after you've figured out your niche and your mentorship and you kind of know exactly where you're going to go with your photography, now it's time to kind of create a business plan for yourself. Just a simple business plan. It doesn't have to be extensive. You just need to know the types of goals that you want to set. So it could be something as simple as in the next year of my business that I want to start, I want to at least shoot, let's say again, a wedding photographer. I want to at least shoot 3 weddings the whole year. And that's really undercutting it, but you still want to shoot that many weddings in a year. And so that kind of that first year is kind of that feeling out period, knowing whether, you know, you want to do this and what your pricing should be and all that stuff. It's kind of a feeling out period. You don't know what you're going to be doing exactly, and you're learning a lot of things at once. So, you know, maybe you're a wedding photographer and you want to shoot 3 weddings. That's totally fine. But then also do maybe a 5-year plan. Maybe you want to be by 5 years, maybe you want to be shooting at least 1 wedding per month. So 12 weddings a year, and at least get that much. And then maybe you can do like a secondary goal of, not only do I want to shoot weddings, but also want to shoot maybe engagement portraits. I want to at least do a couple of those a month. Now, you can also put on your business plan other small goals that you want to include, and that could be like how many social media likes or follows do you want to have with your photography? You know, maybe set up a Facebook page. How many social media likes and follows do you want to get on that page? It can be any kind of short-term goal, any type of plan that you want to follow and stick to try to achieve your goal of maybe going full-time with your photography. Next, we have the question that almost every beginning photographer or any photographer in general wants to know, and that's the right gear. What is the right gear to shoot your specific style of photography? Now, I'm going to go over some really quick basics as far as gear goes, but if you want to see the full list of gear that is kind of recommended for many different styles of photography, remember to go to the full-length article on the Sleek Lens blog page, and I'll link that again in the show notes. But mainly what we're talking about here is knowing the specific type of gear that you need for any certain style of photography. So let's say you're a portrait photographer again, and you want to make sure you have the right camera, lens, and maybe another accessory with that. So if you're a portrait photographer, you could try to maybe thinking about a nice entry-level DSLR. If you don't already have one, most likely a lot of you guys already have cameras and lenses out there. But you're trying to see if you got the right kind of camera combination, because let's say you're a portrait photographer, you don't really need a wide-angle lens to shoot portraits. You really need some sort of nice portrait lens, and maybe a telephoto lens, maybe a prime lens. And then you might also think about lighting that you might need. If you're going to do studio work, you might need a small, simple lighting setup for studio portraits. Maybe if you're a wedding photographer, you need basically all the same as a portrait photographer would, but you also maybe need a external flash, a nice replacement for your pop-up flash, stuff like that. If you're a real estate photographer and a landscape photographer, most likely you need a tripod, a really nice camera. It doesn't have to be super expensive, but it needs to be at least be able to capture decent quality images, and you probably do need a wide angle lens with those different styles of photography. And maybe you're a sports photographer and you want to capture a lot of really great sporting events. You probably need a really long telephoto lens to capture really good action in your shots, and make sure you kind of fill the frame a little bit. So again, you can see an example of all the gear that we kind of recommend on the full length article again on the Sleek Lens blog site. All right, so next we're going to talk about gathering up your photos and starting your online portfolio. This is a huge, huge step when it comes to becoming a professional photographer. You definitely need an online source for your portfolio. And I don't mean choosing a social media network like Facebook and putting albums on Facebook. That's not really that professional. But you need some sort of space to call your own. Think of your website as a storefront, like a brick and mortar store, and that is your storefront. That's the place people are going to go to shop for your services. So you want to make it as nice as possible, as clean as possible, as easy to find information from you as possible, so they know that, you know, maybe this is somebody they want to hire. And so first of all, gathering your photos. If you're going into a kind of field that you don't already have photos for, it can be kind of difficult, but there are ways around it. So I'm going to give two quick examples. So again, I'm going to go for the portrait photographer example. If you're wanting to be a portrait photographer and you don't already have images that you want to include in your portfolio, a simple way to start gathering photos is just to ask friends and family to pose for you. Just say, hey, everybody meet me at this certain park and I'm going to take a few photos of you. And maybe this, these two friends can act like they're engaged and they can, kind of pose together and they can be engagement photos as well. So what you're basically doing is kind of not cheating the system, but you're kind of working around it to show that, hey, you can actually do this work. It doesn't matter who the models are in your image. It just matters that you can actually get really high quality photos. Another example would be maybe you want to do sports photography. Go to some high school games or some games of friends and start shooting the sports there and see the type of action that you can capture to show that you can actually get these specific photos. Obviously, if you're going to maybe a basketball game or something and you want to try to get the floor access to get really awesome shots, you can actually go that route if you wanted to and just say, hey, I'm just doing these to try to build a portfolio. They might let you do it. They might not. It all depends on the situation. But again, you're trying to get simple images on different types of styles of photography. And there's ways, a lot of ways around that. So you just kind of need to be creative with the style of photography you're getting into. Now, as far as the website goes, it's really important that you have a really high quality host for your website. The days of building a website from scratch are completely almost over. Nobody actually builds a website from scratch anymore, except if it's a really high end business or something. So there are a lot of hosting options out there. The one we sort of recommend when it comes to photography is WordPress. It's a really popular free option. You do have to pay for hosting and a domain name, but the actual software that runs the back end of your website is free. Again, it's called WordPress. You can find more information about that on the article as well. But there are also other options if you're not familiar with WordPress. There's options like Squarespace. There's options like Zenfolio, SmugMug, even Wix. Those options are definitely something to look at depending on the style that you want to get into, the type of website do you want to get into. So for example, if you're a wedding or portrait photographer and you don't want to worry about printing your own images, you could actually incorporate Zenfolio or maybe even SmugMug as your website service, and people, maybe brides and portraits that you sell can actually be ordered directly off of your website. You don't even have to worry about printing them. They are completely ordered off your website. They're printed and shipped to the customer, and you don't have to worry about it. You're just basically there to collect the money. And so that's kind of the passive income business that would be really awesome to have if you're a portrait photographer and you only want to worry about shooting and not printing. Now, when it comes to optimizing that website, it's really important to do a couple key things to your website. So first of all, pick a really nice domain name. Obviously, most people go for their name plus the word photography as their domain name. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to get a little bit more creative, you can actually generate a lot of SEO traffic, some search engine optimization traffic from your URL. So let's say you are a photographer in New York and you want to make sure that people can find you and know that you're located in New York. You can say newyorkphotography.com. I know it's probably taken, but you can say something along the lines of that. You can actually even go photographynewyork.com, or you can even say like iHeartNYPhotography or something like that. Just be creative with it. Obviously, you can still stick with your name plus the word photography.com. That's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you get a little bit more creative with it, you might be able to actually generate more traffic just based on your domain name. You can also keyword your images. So before you upload your image to your website, most of the images come off the camera as some sort of generic name. So it could say IMG_6655 or something like that. Something that's generated from the camera. And what you can do is rename those images to something as with keywords. So I can say, again, with that New York example, I can say new-york-photographer-wedding- so on and so forth. And what you're basically doing is keywording that image. So if people happen to look it up as a Google image search or something like that, and they find a really awesome image that you took, they could click on that way and go back to your portfolio. It links them back to your online website, which can actually generate traffic as well. So simple things like that can actually get you more traffic, more business, and eventually start growing your business bigger and bigger. Now we're going to talk about spreading the word of your business. That's a really important topic because marketing is 95% of the battle when it comes to having a business and owning a photography business. So you want to make sure you market yourself as good as you can. So that means maybe printing off a little bit of flyers, a little bit of postcards, business cards. The main thing that you can do to really promote your photography business is word of mouth. Word of mouth is the answer that a lot of people hate to hear when it comes to how to grow a photography business, but word of mouth is key when it comes to photography. Think about a friend who says, "Hey, I want to go see a movie," or something like that. The way that movie is spread around is people might say, "Oh, I've seen that. It looks really good." And they're going to be like, "Oh, okay. I want to go see it now. My friend says it's really good." Same thing. If they go see that same movie and they think it's a bad movie and they go, "Oh, you don't want to see that. It's horrible. It was a horrible movie. I didn't enjoy it at all." Then you're most likely not going to want to go see it. It's a simple example, but again, it kind of translates to almost any type of business. If someone has a really positive experience and they use you for their photography services, most likely the person they're talking to is also going to use you as well. All right, so the last topic we're going to talk about as far as starting a photography business is social media. Social media is huge these days when it comes to promoting and keeping up to date with customers. So obviously you need all of the popular Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest is a big one. You need all of those accounts and just kind of keep them updated regularly. Just maybe at least once a week, post something out there to keep updated with your customers. Maybe if you're running a special, that's an easy way to run a special and get a lot of eyes on it all at once. You're running a half price special on portrait sessions. Post that on your Facebook. Most likely people are going to bite at that because, you're keeping up to date with them. It's easy to see. They're already on Facebook. They don't have to join some different mailing list or anything like that. They see it on Facebook. So you really need all of that, all of those popular social media networks. If you're a photographer though, one of the best ones that I have found is actually Instagram. Kind of makes sense because Instagram is also only about images, really. I mean, people see the image and that's what entices them to click on it. So image searches like that are really, really, a really important thing when it comes to photographers. So make sure you post a lot on Instagram, for example, and do a lot of keywording, do a lot of hashtags, and most likely you're going to get a lot of followers, a lot of people looking at your work, which will in turn generate a lot more business for you. All right. So that is just a short preview of the article on the Sleek Lens blog. Make sure you go check out the full article. It has a lot more stuff that I wasn't able to cover just for time's sake. But again, it's got a lot of videos, a lot of walkthroughs. There's even a video series showing you how to build a WordPress site from scratch, from buying the hosting to designing it to putting your images on there. You can see that whole video for free. It's up on there, plus with a lot of other social media tips, for example, tons of videos, tons of free downloads for you to check out. So make sure you go check that out. Again, the link for that article is in the show notes. Okay, so now I want to talk about the featured item of the week. The featured item of the week is actually a pretty simple one. It's actually an iOS and Android app for your smartphone. And what it's called is called Trover, T-R-O-V-E-R. And this is an app that is basically labeled as discovering and saving ideas for your next trip. So this is important. This is one important step when it comes to photographers that, you know, maybe you're traveling and you want to go find new places to maybe go photograph and get a couple rememberable pictures from. This is one of those apps that will really help you out. So what you do is you basically open the app once you download, you open the app and you're able to see your location and you're able to see different photos from around your location. It could be anywhere from monuments. It could be some food. It could be different kinds of scenery, some overlooks, anything like that. Anything that people have seen in that area that they really enjoy, they'll take a photo of it and tag it for that location to show others that this is a good spot. So I found that to be a really awesome tool. And what it does is kind of tell you geographically where the items are closest to you. And as you start scrolling through the images, the distance from you and that subject that you're looking at gets greater and greater. So you can actually see, this specific monument is basically, 40 kilometers away. You know exactly where it is and you can get directions directly to there. So it's a really awesome little app that I found, and I make sure I keep that with me at all times just in case I go to some place new and I want to see if there's a good photo opportunity. I pull up that app and see what's around me. I will also leave a link to the trover.com website in the show notes as well. But again, it's trover.com, and you can see that it's available for both iOS and Android. All right, everybody. that is basically the second episode in the books. Thank you for joining me in this podcast. Remember, if you're going to purchase anything from the sleeklens.com website, any kind of Lightroom presets, Photoshop actions, templates, anything, make sure you use the coupon code SLEEKLENSPODCAST, all one word, and you get 10% off anything in your cart. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me in this podcast. This has been Jordan from Sleek Lens, and I'll see you in the next podcast.